Honorable members, we must admit our relation with the United Nations has not been smooth over the last 3 years. However, the new UN Secretary General is a pragmatic man, and my government pledges to work with him very closely to improve our relationship with the United Nations system in general. The new head of UNMISS is also someone I have confidence will work very closely with the government to improve our relations. While we are grateful for all the support we have received from the international community and the UN system in general, our main point of contention with the UN has been that the Republic of South Sudan was not accorded the respect that it deserves as a member state of this world body. We were treated with contempt and largely bullied, and we hope this treatment will be put to an end and a new course is charted where this republic is treated as equal member in the community of the nations. The Republic of South Sudan is also prepared for an improved diplomatic relation with the United States of America. It is no secret we had a strong feeling that the previous U.S. administration might have sought a regime change agenda in South Sudan and largely complicated the peace process with all the threats of sanctions and arbitrary deadlines. We know that the new U.S. administration will take a different direction on South Sudan. Our government has taken and will continue to take all necessary steps to work very closely with the Trump administration to achieve mutual interests. We believe that a strong bilateral cooperation between South Sudan and the United States of America will end all the destabilizing hands of external actors in our affairs. It is therefore fitting to reiterate that our priority is that South Sudan seriously aims to improve its image internationally and to strengthen both multilateral and bilateral relations. Toward this end, I urge the August House to support the government's efforts in realizing this noble objective. Right, Honorable Speaker, Honorable Members, the four objectives I have just outlined are the key priorities of the government in 2017. Your cooperation in achieving these priorities is critical.